About a month ago, we did a private, and it was just me talking. It's going to happen again.
Just you talking? What?
I just had so much to say. And it, like you were just listening. It was just you. Yeah. It was like a counselling session.
I went out, went off and made a coffee and everything.
While it's on video, talking. Mate. No, you didn't do that.
Yeah. Is this going to be another one of those?
Or this is you're listening to this on Friday night or Thursday night if you're watching the video. Just a tip, and not a lot of people watch the video.
Come on, it's guys.
Easy to find.
Not hard.
Links
come
in
on.
The description.
Come on.
You're listening to this, and I own an EV9. I'm picking it up tomorrow.
Boom.
Very excited.
So tomorrow is in Saturday?
Thursday. No, Thursday, yeah. So that's tomorrow, what I'm saying. You're listening
tomorrow,
to it, I own
tomorrow.
It. I'm picking it up
right
in our real world tomorrow.
Right. In the real world.
Yeah. So Aaron heard my message and did come back from paternity leave.
Okay.
Remember I bagged him on the private last week? He came back from paternity leave and has hooked the car up and it's ready to go.
Wow, tomorrow?
Yeah.
How much earlier is that? Or is it?
No, that's that was what I was
what
hoping.
You
around this week was what I was hoping for, okay. Worst case next week. Yep. So, yeah, booked it in for tint next Tuesday. I've got the dash cam being installed next Thursday. It's all happening. Very excited. But
which dash cam we put in, mate?
Just a good one.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter. So, you know, we're trading in the Kia Carnival, right? So I said to Amanda,
did that have
today,
a dash cam?
No. Yeah.
It did.
And I'm trading it in with, I haven't actually said that,
with
Aaron.
With the dash cam.
If they try and dodge me on the trade, I'll just say, listen, there's a $1,000 dash cam in this car.
I'll take it back, Tate. If
exactly.
Stiff me,
I'll be there whining at the wires. Anyway, so car's got to go back, and Amanda works on Thursdays. So she drives the Carnival to work every day.
Yep.
So I said to her, babe, you're going to have to drive the Cupra. She goes, nah. I said, we're doing it. Anyway, so then today I had a meeting cancelled, so I had a bit of time. I said, hey, why don't we go and have lunch? And she went, no. And then, no, she didn't outright say no.
She went, no.
She didn't outright say no. She said she got a lot on. And I said, because I want you to drive the Cupra so I can show you what you need to know and stuff, yep. Because you got to drive to work tomorrow. So she said, I've got to go to the recycling centre, the Woolies and Bunnings. Let's do that. I said, cool, yep. cool. So we do it, and she drove it, and it was fine. She understood how it works. And if she wants to, she may, I think, just work from home. That's how much she doesn't want to drive the Cupra. But anyway, whatever. She's going to do that. So the car's going back tomorrow. So the idea is, you know, she'll either take the Cupra or be at home, and I'll take the Carnival. I'll drive it.
Drop it
so
off.
So I said to Aaron today, mate, do I need to wash this thing? Because I don't want to. Like, why would I do that? And he goes, nah, mate, just bring the rego papers, the service book, and both keys. No, drive it. It's good. And it was just funny that we had that conversation, because then I get this message. I'll read it to you verbatim.
From Amanda.
You're on your way here. You said
I'm
to me,
in the car.
You said, I'll be there about 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
I said, cool.
I'm 10 minutes away, yeah.
Cool beans. So at
it was about 2:40.
At 2:36, and it's lucky this is the private feed, because it's at 2:36 she said, fuck, I left the keys in the trolley and they are your keys. I said, which trolley? Because we'd just been to, you know, Woolworths. I'm thinking, what Cupra keys? I drove it home. What are you talking about? She goes, Kmart trolley. I'm in Hornsby. I said, so do you need me to come? She goes, I put it back. They realised it was gone. They collected the trolley. I'm going to Kmart to ask. I said, do you need me to come up? And with the other keys, so you can drive home, though. She goes, let's see what's happening. I'm like, babe, Fennec's going to be here any minute. Like, I've got 5 hours of podcasting to do. I'm going to come up.
Yeah.
She kept saying, give me a minute. And I'm like, I'm just fucking going to go. So I drove home, got the car keys, which took me 5 minutes to find, because I haven't received a message, so she's obviously moved on. But I took her handbag, just went fucking upside down on the kitchen table.
Uh-oh.
It was like, fucking, they're always in the bottom. They weren't in there. They were in a different bag.
Uh-oh.
Anyway, I haven't been abused for that at this point.
You didn't repack the bag?
Huh?
Didn't pack the bag?
No, I had to hightail it to get to Hornsby to give her the keys so she could drive home.
Wow.
Anyway, so then she rings me and she goes, I'm at Coles, and they were handed in. She was a Kmart. She put them in a Kmart trolley and they were handed in at Coles. And here's the thing. Here's the worst part. 2 days ago, I was thinking, where are my keys? I don't have them and I've got to get both keys together. So I get the AirTag out. It's 2 months since those keys have been seen.
Oh.
So the AirTag's dead.
Uh-oh.
And so she's at Hornsby having lost my keys, not hers. Her AirTag works. If she'd lost her keys, it'd be like AirTag.
Ah.
But my keys that were lost.
No AirTag.
Fucking no AirTag. So people... Public service announcement, AirTag. Check your AirTag batteries, change your AirTag batteries, get on it.
Definitely.
But it gets even better, right? It gets even, in terms of trading in the Carnival.
Ah, okay.
Right? Now, breaking news, Amanda hasn't had a wedding ring for some time.
Really?
Not because of any drama. She loves me greatly. I love her dearly.
So you've got a wedding ring?
I haven't, never been off. She texts me while we were recording one of the other shows.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I just found my wedding ring. Victoria dropped part of her Air Forces, the shoes, in the car, and I was looking for it. I lifted up the car mats, and my ring was wedged right near the clip that holds them in place. We almost gave Kenny away with diamonds.
What?
Fucking unbelievable.
How does your ring end up down there?
Unbelievable.
Ooh.
We nearly traded in a fucking car with a diamond ring in it.
Diamond ring in it.
Isn't that fucking remarkable?
Wow. And so she wasn't wearing it because she lost it.
She lost it, well, yeah, because she takes them off all the fucking time.
I take mine off for the shower.
No.
Do you shower with your ring on?
Yes.
I take it off.
These rings
never only, come off.
I think skydiving. I did a
what?
Indoor skydiving.
Yeah, look.
And I had to take it off.
Off for a
shower. I mean, it comes off.
Off for
no,
a shower.
No, look at that. Like, this doesn't.
Yeah, I've got a tungsten ring. Mine's a tungsten ring. This isn't actually my wedding ring. This is just a ring.
See how.
That is that your actual wedding ring?
What do you mean?
Oh, this isn't my actual wedding ring. This is just a tungsten ring that I bought.
Why are you not wearing your wedding ring?
Because it's a different color. I change it all the time. I haven't changed this one for a while, but I wear.
With this ring, I thee wed.
Yeah,
and you've just gone, fuck that, I'll wear another one.
It's at home, yeah. Even Joe does the same. Joe's got a Tiffany ring on now. Yeah, Tiffany ring, and I haven't even seen her wearing an engagement ring for quite a while. She might have hocked it or something, I don't know.
See, Amanda has, well, she used to have, but she doesn't have them all now. She used to have three engagement,
interlocking.
No, they're not interlocking. They're just, they go together. But
yep.
Three of the standard rings.
Yep.
The engagement ring is the big one, isn't it? With the rock on it.
With a diamond, yeah.
So.
Usually, is that what yours was, mate? Is that what you gave her?
I actually
her, a big
think
rock?
That's what she lost. I have Ooh. To find out. I don't know. Yeah, I wonder. So anyway, she's got the big one with the rock that I gave her when I proposed. And then when we were married on New Year's Eve, you know, I put another ring on, which was the wedding ring, right? Yeah. And then when we got married in Vegas, we put another one on.
Jeez.
And then when we got remarried Trifecta. In Vegas in 2018, I went to the same jeweler, Dracarcus at Warringah Mall, and I got the same wedding band, but this time with three little diamonds in it, one for each kid. And I gave her that
that's
one.
That's nice.
Yeah.
And is that the one she lost?
I don't know, actually. Now I need to find out. Well, I'm tipping. I actually think it was the big, chunky one with the fucking diamond
this
on it.
This saga's going to be called Lord of the Rings as well. That's what it's going to be called.
It was full on. Wow. So that was my panic.
But it worked
afternoon.
Out, though. Worked out.
It's kind of worked out pretty well,
lost keys, found a ring.
Lost keys.
And found the keys.
Found
again.
The keys, yeah. Found the ring.
Lost and found Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome. Wild.
Wow.
Yeah, that's,
what an
that's
episode.
A real, that's like, I was, who was I talking to about their Tesla and they thought, oh, I lost my keys.
And I said, they thought I couldn't drive. I said, mate, you could use your phone to open the Tesla. Yeah, I was talking to a buddy of mine from South, so I think he was got a Model X. And he said, oh, I lost my keys on the golf course and someone had to drive the new keys, the spare keys. I said, mate, could you use your phone? He goes, oh, I didn't know that at the time. It's right there, mate. Your phone's your key if you want.
Yeah.
On a Tesla. But yeah. Keys, eh?
Yeah. Anyway, I'm dead keen, looking forward to driving that car tomorrow.
So, yeah, wow, that's what colour did you get?
Black.
Black, yeah, nice.
Yeah,
nice.
And I rang the tint bloke that did the i30 that I gave away.
Yep.
Because the Cooper got done at the dealer. And I texted the bloke. I said, mate, I got an EV9 coming. I'd like to get it done as quick as possible, dark as possible. Let's just go hard on this fucking thing.
Yeah.
He rings me. He doesn't text me. He rings me because he goes, mate, you know, you got to be this and that. But he's prepared to do whatever I want, basically.
Well,
and I said, no,
legally,
mate. Legally? Yeah, no, that's what he was saying. Yeah. He can do whatever he wants. Yeah. I said, no, I want 35% on the front windows because that's legal.
Yeah.
But go fucking 15 on the
go
back.
Hard,
like,
yeah.
Let's go full.
Yeah, yeah.
I want full Chevy Tahoe.
Yeah.
You know, president could be in this car style look, you know?
Yeah, that's what I got on my
It looks good.
Yeah, on my Merc, I did that.
Privacy glass. That's what you want.
Well, it already had privacy glass. But I think what he put on it was
a UV.
The thermal. The,
same
the,
with
the
Cooper.
UV
it already had privacy glass, so he just put a UV filter on it.
And then he put darkest legal on the front windows.
Yeah, 35%.
Made it look a bit better.
Yeah, it looks good. And also the UV. We talked once about the solar guy doing a sales pitch on me and stuff, but the tint guy, and this was on a car I was giving away, so I just wanted to look good. I didn't really care, but. He had this light box, you know, with like a big, you know, heat lamps in bathrooms, must be one of those.
Yep.
And he said, put your hand here and turns the light on, it's hot.
Yeah.
And then he put a thing down and it's like, that's the heat.
But
the tint.
Did the exact same thing.
And,
yeah,
and mate, I went,
that's
unbelievable.
A great demo. Yeah,
I said, that's unbelievable. Yeah. Sign me up for the
I'll
UV.
Have that. That's the best upsell I've ever had.
So good.
And I said, they'll have that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Straight away.
It's genius.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very smart.
Like sales isn't hard if
that's
you do
really
it right.
Good. Absolutely right. And if you can prove it too right in front of you, I'll have that one right now.
I drove past the Kia dealer up the road because on Pendleton's Road, it's quite a big, you know, because they've got the new logo. It's like a new design of the dealers.
Yeah.
Big fucking logo. And And I drove past and I thought, I'm gonna find the name of the dealer principal. I'm not going to be an asshole, but I'm going to find the name of the dealer principal. I'm going to say, "G'day, mate. I just want to let you know that I've had my car serviced there regularly because it's a Kia, but I've tried to buy two cars from you. I tried to buy a Carnival there 4 years ago,
yeah.
And I tried to buy another Carnival 2 months ago, and you lost the business 4 years ago for a $60,000 Carnival, and you lost a $100,000 EV9 business this time around because your sales team just doesn't care.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing wrong?
Really? Yeah, right.
I think they're either old school,
yeah,
or they just don't get how to be I think I'd be a great salesman.
Yeah,
like we are salesmen. We got to sell ourselves.
Of course,
we got to sell ourselves to sponsors and advertisers, yeah. And you know, but things
about,
like that.
It's about building rapport, building a relationship. Like, yeah, I was a Mercedes-Benz driver before Tesla. I had four Mercedes-Benz before I had a Tesla, and now I'm back at Mercedes-Benz, and that's sort of the mindset is that they want to make you feel special. They want to make you feel
like when you walk back into the deal and the lady remembered
my name, hadn't been there for 5 years, and she said, "Mr. Fennick, hello," and that says a lot, and they want to make you feel like a valued customer.
I just think the dealer principal needs to know that I stood in his dealership willing to trade in a car and get a new one. And I was shown a bloke looking at a mobile phone, showing me a price of a car instead of doing a valuation. Yeah. And behind me, inside the dealer, was an EV9. The bloke didn't think to say, "So there is a 12-month wait on a Carnival, so I assume you need like 7 seats and stuff." I would have said, "Yeah, yeah." He said, "Have you thought about this?" Now, I would have said, "I've actually just driven one."
Yeah.
"But I'll have another look." Like, and who knows where that might have taken me.
Yeah, wow. Wow.
That's just, I think, I keep thinking I should give that feedback, but then I think, does he care? You reckon he cares?
I don't know. It depends on. So you're getting it from which dealership?
Sutton's.
Okay. Oh, so not through. So that's Kia dealer though.
Yeah, directly from Kia. Down at Roseville, it's called SVM, Scuderia Veloci Motors. Okay. I think it stands for. But Kia dealer on the Pacific Highway.
Yeah, I think. If that dealer principal's listening to this right now, he'd be horrified.
I think he should be.
He'd be thinking, what the hell?
Because I drove to Liverpool to pick up the Hyundai that I gave away.
Yeah.
I just, wherever I said to Hyundai head office, I said, "I want to do this giveaway. I'm prepared to buy the car, but I'm giving it away. Can you get me a really good deal?"
Yeah.
And they said it could be a dealer anywhere. I said, "I'll drive anywhere. I don't care."
Yeah.
And if Aaron, who did the deal for me, if he had said, "You got to pick it up in Campbelltown," I would have said, "Cool, no worries. I'll go out there."
Yeah.
It didn't worry me.
Fair call.
I just wanted the car.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that it was possible
was
remarkable to me. And see, all that Aaron did was present to me a price that I hadn't considered.
Right.
It was much more in my head.
Right.
And so if this guy had said, "Mate, the website will tell you this, but I think we could probably do some stuff, and let's talk about it.
You could have done the deal on that day.
Who knows?
Yeah, right.
Who knows, mate?
Yeah, is it a case of they know that they've got, they don't have to really fight hard to sell a car nowadays. Like they know, is it because they know that stock's allocated? You got to wait a year for that and a year for this, and they know that they don't really. But before, it was a battle to sell a car.
You know what? Right? I'll give you another great.
Is it because of that now? You reckon
car example, right?
Yeah.
So we were at dinner on Sunday night, and a friend of Jacko's dad, who I've known for years, 10 years or whatever, we've been living here. He was talking about this car he was going to get.
Yep.
And I'm thinking, this was like 2 years ago. He goes, "Yes, I've been waiting 2 years." I went, "Are you kidding me?
2 years?
Now, it's a very specific, unique, it's expensive for what it is, but it's not an expensive car in the scheme of what we've bought, frankly, right? Yep. But it's unique, right? So I said, "Mate, that's outrageous. What are you doing? What's happened?" Yeah. He said, "Oh, I'll follow up the deal." I said, "Mate, get me details. I'll talk to Hyundai just to find out what's going on." He goes, nah. Anyway, He obviously rang the dealer and they gave him, because he said it's going to be March. And then he texted me and he goes, "Looks like it's going to be April or May now." And I went, "Oh, you're kidding me." So he sends me the details that he got from the dealer. And I sent it to my contacts at Hyundai and I said, "Listen, here's the situation. This bloke is a calmly spoken, quiet dude who wants this really beautiful special car and has ordered it. And he's told it's on a boat."
Yeah.
But they're not telling him anything about it. I said, I fear that he's so quietly spoken that there's someone else has come in and gone, "I really want that car," and they've gone, "We got one on a boat like a year ago," and they gave it to him, and then they just put him back at the queue, right? So I said, the poor bloke just needs to know what's going on. I think his loyalty you know, should be repaid by the brand. Anyway, so they were awesome. To thank you to Guido and Bill at Hyundai. They were unbelievable. They were coming back and forth talking about what was going on. And today they came back to me and they were so detailed. They said to me, there are seven in the country. Three of them are sold, three of them are dealers, one of them's at sea, and that's his, right?
Yep.
So it was like, gave me the data.
Wow.
And they said, coincidentally, the same deal that he's dealing with has the exact car that he wants, but in a different color. So we will ring them and tell them to offer him that car. So I sent him all this, and his response was basically, he said, wow, it's great to get details. I'm not sure I want that color, but I'll wait and think about it. And I guess it's only another month. It's just great to have some concrete info.
Absolutely, mate.
All I've done is got him – he's got nothing. It's yeah. not coming any sooner. Yeah. I've done nothing. I can't get the ship here quicker. But he's been given better info.
Yeah.
And that's all he wanted.
Do car companies – I know when I bought my EQE, they did tell me – they recommended an app for me to follow the boat and everything, and which I did, and that was frustrating because it was just sitting there for a long time. But typically, car companies usually have stock. Like back years ago, they'd have stock.
Back in the day,
You'd wait a week or something for a car. But nowadays, like how long have you been waiting? Two years.
Yeah, 2 years.
What's the car?
It's a nice little. I don't want to you know give him away. Okay. But I look at it. So I was on TikTok the other day, and there was he looked like he was from like Northern Queensland. This car dealer standing between two RAV4s. He goes, "G'day, it's Bill from Townsville Toyota." It wasn't that, but anyway. Yep. And he goes, "This is a petrol RAV4. This is a hybrid. Both in stock. Come buy one now." And I went, "That's great sales. Like fucking. That's saying I've got it ready to go. Come and buy it.
Yeah, drive it off today.
You missed that.
Yeah." Well, I think the
it used stock, to be you could haggle between dealers and stuff, you know?
Not anymore, eh? Like, it's just, if you can get stock, you're happy that you've got it.
So, the worst thing that's happened to me this week, though, and it couldn't come at a worse fucking time, given I've got a second EV coming into the driveway, the wall box is broken.
What?
So, I parked the Genesis there yesterday, I plug it in, and I think, oh, it didn't beep or say charging, and I looked at it, there's no light on. Oh, fuck. Oh. So I flick the main switch, flick it back on again, nothing. Fuck, that's a bit weird. Come back the next morning, have a look, nothing. So I talked to Brad, who installed it, and he's like, oh, fucking, that's, you know, let's do some tests. So Harry wants to be a Sparky, so I bought a few little tools for him to test the wires and stuff. So we pulled it apart, and we can see there's power coming to it, but it's not functioning, right? So I'm like, this is the worst fucking thing that could happen because, we're not driving a lot, but...
You still need to charge something.
Yeah. But, so if I, go a warranty claim, this could take weeks, right? And we're going to have a new car in a minute. This is new. Think about the EV show, right? If Amanda has drama in that, it's a 20% charge and I've got to take it somewhere to charge, she'll just think this is shit.
Your first impression. You've only got one chance to make a first impression.
So, you know what I did?
Yeah.
I lodged a support claim with Wallbox and I bought another one. I went, fuck it. I'll just buy another one because... The one here is the one charger here at the office is wired for three phase, but it's a trickle charger, right? Yeah. But we wired it for three phase for the future.
Yeah.
And so I said to Brad, I said, here's what we'll do. I'll buy the new one. It'll be here this week. If you can install that early next week or something, take the old one, put the new one on. It'll work at home, be able to charge the cars. And then I'll take the faulty one and I'll have it returned to Wallbox and they'll send me another one. And we'll install that here.
So that's what you're going to do.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
So you're going to return it.
Yeah.
So you already organised that with Wallbox.
Yeah. They've
got an office here in Australia.
They don't, but there's a distributor here, so I'm just going to deal with them. They haven't agreed to any of this yet, but
So what happened? Probably blew a fuse or something in there.
Well, there's nothing in it that looks out of whack.
And there's not a lot of fuse you can change in it.
No.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, so very strange. But I just can't. If this had happened in 4 months from now, I would have said, hey, babe, we can't charge the car at home. Don't worry. I'll take it to work and charge it for the next week or whatever, you know? It wouldn't be a problem. But I just can't have those first impressions be a drama.
So what does the EV9...
She's going to drive the EV9 down all the way to Five Dock on the weekend for Jackson's baseball.
Five Dock?
Well, that, you know, that's she drives to Cherrybrook. Yeah. She drives 10 minutes to work every day, right? So it's not a...
Yeah.
Okay. It's going to be
a
journey.
Longer drive
than north. Not a range issue. It's just that this car's going to get some work this weekend.
Of course.
And if she says anything to me about, I wanted to be able to just say, that's fine, we'll charge it on Monday or whatever, you know.
What can you charge the EV9 at home?
22, yeah, same as.
22? Can you charge up to 22?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's 22.
Because my Merc is 11.
Yeah.
And that was very disappointing to hear that.
I don't care if it's 11, it's still fine overnight. It might only be 11.
You'll find out, I suppose.
It's not a big deal overnight. 11
as well.
Yeah.
That's a bit faster than trickle charge, but not quite up there with my Tesla wall charger. We used to make that was, I think that was 32. The Tesla wall charger, yeah. That used to be quick. They used to charge fast. And then when I got my wall box, I wired it up so I could go to, I think, 20 to 32.
Hmm.
Change the car. Car can only do fucking 11. So I'm thinking, shit. The next one, I suppose I'll get some benefit off that one. Right. If it can do more than 11. But that was an expensive little exercise.
What do you think of this puppy?
Mate, I saw that. It's really nice. Yeah.
That is, I'm telling you,
yeah,
that is my favourite piece of Lego in the world.
Wow.
And forget everything. This is the first thing you build. This is the most amazing. Wow. Look at that. It's Ayrton Senna's fucking helmet.
Wow.
Like the deep.
You've got the one you got up there.
Like it's got the sponsors and everything.
Wow.
It's the. Like,
that's brilliant.
This is fucking amazing.
I like how the car's up on an angle there too. It's
It comes with a little really stand.
Nice design.
Yeah, mate. So good.
It's a spot on
image. It's really good. Right? Yeah, it's really good.
So I just finished a typewriter. You know the typewriter that you've got over here?
It used to be sitting here.
Yeah.
It's finished.
That was a tough build, mate.
Usurped here in the studio.
Yeah, it has, yeah, with Ayrton Senna. That was a tough build.
Yeah, mate, it's complex, technically.
Because of you, you dickhead, I bloody bought all the new little mini ships from Star Wars as well. All three.
The ones that you said you wouldn't buy?
Yeah, all three of them. Yeah. Thought, fucking hell, I got a disease, and this idiot here is the one who got me onto it.
Yeah. You just got me onto Buddy Cashews.
Yeah, that's a bit cheaper. A bit cheaper addiction than Lego. You've cost me thousands.
You're buying Lego.
Yeah. God.
But you're better for it. It's good for your dementia.
You reckon I've got dementia?
No, offsetting it.
Good brain exercise. No, mate, I agree. It's a great off-screen exercise.
Yeah.
Just like I do Sudokus and...
I sat down with Harry the other night and built that one.
Yeah, that's nice.
And I had given Bilko and the team at Zinc on the Sunshine Coast, who I do radio with every week, sent me a Christmas present. It was a little Speed Champions, a little Lamborghini Countach.
Nice.
And it was the most thoughtful
that's good.
Gift. You know, radio stations might send you a bottle of wine or something. It's lovely, but...
Don't ever get that.
This was something they'd gone and bought.
Yeah, nice.
And had thought. It was really, really touching.
Love a thoughtful gift.
So I'm building the thing and Harry goes, can I build the Countach? I said, yeah, fuck yeah, let's sit and do it together. So we sat on the playroom floor and I was building that and he was building that and I didn't realise he already had the Countach himself.
Oh.
So he was like, oh, I've fucking done this before, I'm good. You know,
did it with his eyes closed. Yeah.
Not really, but yeah. And it was a... It was a great, non-screen.
Oh, yeah. I'm all for that, mate. Time. I try to spend time away from looking at a screen. I have to.
I wish the light, my bricks, had better instructions. Have you done that?
Yeah. I've got
I'm halfway through the Ghostbusters car, and I haven't gone back to it because it's just so fucking hard to follow. Well, mate,
I bought the light, my bricks for my the Star Destroyer.
Mm.
Big, big fucking thing, right? And... Mate, if I tried to put lights in that, it would fall apart. It was such a delicate build. I'm just terrified I'm going to wreck the thing if I put the lights in it.
It feels like you're wrecking it, but you're not. Everything can be put back together.
Still, I've paid $299.
It's just that their instructions are a PDF.
On my shelf.
And even on an iPad, like the page fucks around. And, you know, it's all about icons. It's like this icon means flip it over. And, like, it's just... It's not as clear as Lego instructions.
Plus, it's up on my cabinet. It's up high. Like I'd have to get up there or bring it down and work it out.
Get Aaron to do it.
Well, I got.
I don't want an old man up on a ladder.
I got Aaron to put another little platform in the corner. If you haven't seen the theatre for ages, have you? So in the corner where all the equipment is, above that is now a board that sticks out of the corner. That's where the other destroyer is.
But here's what we should do. We're talking about banking shows. We should We should not do movies for a couple and just bank four movies. And we'll just do them at your joint.
Yeah.
Like on a Friday. Just come down and we'll just bank the movies there. Because we don't need the
four. You reckon four in a day?
Well, I'm just saying. Yeah. Okay. That's what we can do. Easy.
I'm up for that.
Yeah, this is
the other ideas you thought about the re-rating of the sort of looking back on our ratings. Yeah. That's an easy one to put in the bank.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can host one. You can use Frozen or something.
Yeah, we're going to do Frozen, I think it was.
Frozen, if you want to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's up to you.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we're one happy team here.
So we're a team.
And we've just got so many podcasts. But people say, oh, you listen to podcasts? I said, I do four of them a week.
Yeah, I listen to five a week. Yeah. I don't listen back to them, but I...
Yeah.
Well, I was with someone yesterday or today. Anyway, talking about podcasts and I was with Paul Merrick. I was at the what is now going to be the old ARN KISS WSFM studios in, in Macquarie Park next to
Near Laser.
Near Laser, because they've got a new studios in North Sydney.
Yep.
And I was there the other night doing their silly podcasts. Absolute fucking rubbish. The driver's show. Fucker got stickers, put a driver's show sticker on the back of my press car. Fucking idiot. Anyway, I took it off and I put it on the rubbish bin here. Anyway, what were we talking about? Our podcast. Yeah. And Paul said something like, oh, you know, so you do that like at your thing. I go, yeah, we do like fucking – we have a podcast a day for 6 days of the week. We each do five podcasts.
Yeah.
I only get a break from you on Tuesday if I want to do my own. You know, like it's a lot of content. And, I wish I could remember who it was, but one of my callers this week on EFTM, in their email
said how much I love Tech Guide.
Best value podcast channel. I thought,
What have I said?
That's what he's saying. That's
my line.
That's a way of acknowledging you're a listener. It's like if you, like if someone, you know how when people recognize you in the street and they go, like they recognize you because you look like Mario and then they put the door together and then you fucking realize you're Stephen Fennick, right?
Yep.
People look at me and they go, and
head
I'm like,
for, head for radio.
Yeah. It's like, so I'm like, fuck, do you want me to just say I'm on TV or like, is that not it? Like, it's embarrassing, right? But if you see me in the street and you come up and go, hey, Trev, doing very well. Oh, no, you're a podcast listener. Like that to me.
Yeah. That's absolutely,
like,
yeah.
It's like someone who used to tweet us and say Ziggy Zaggy and stuff like that. You know, that's where they get us from.
I'm surprised. We've been in public a lot together. Right, we were out at lunches and stuff, and I'm disappointed people haven't spotted us together and go, oh, fuck, the two blokes together. Fuck.
I'm disappointed.
Oh, that would be ultimate.
I'm disappointed no one recognised the other day at Manly when you blew up a fucking treat at the restaurant.
I didn't blow up a treat. I just told them about the time factor and how long ago we'd ordered our meal.
Aggressively.
It wasn't that aggressive.
It was aggressive.
I said, look, you know, it's been 32 minutes.
It was aggressive.
Okay. You got your meal, though.
I did.
That I shouted.
Thank you.
I wanted to make sure it got out in time, mate. We did have a little meeting afterwards that I didn't want to be late for. But, you know, I think that's...
We met the boss of Epson globally.
Yeah.
It was a bit of a shock that he spoke Japanese through a translator. Also, and this is...
Could understand the question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care if it comes across as racist. It's simply observational, right?
Yeah.
So, Mr... Ogawa-san.
Yeah.
Was sitting, and that's not racist, that's just how you address him. Ogawa-san was sitting opposite us.
Yeah.
And next to him was someone called Alistair, who works in their public relations department. Yeah. I'd never met him before, but
yeah.
I think
I had. Yeah. And he speaks fluent Japanese. Yeah.
Okay. Spoiler alert. And so Ogawa-san starts talking, and then Alistair goes, so what he's saying is, I'm thinking, fucking what? What just happened here?
Hey, mate,
it was wild.
Multi-talented.
It was so good.
Yeah.
Because I used to work, when I was at SBS, Mark Cummins was the network manager, and he's from Ipswich. I used to always take the piss out of him because he spoke fluent Swedish and Japanese and I think other things.
Wow.
And we'd be in meetings. He took him a while to warm to me, but we'd be in meetings and he'd be like, and I'd be like, he's from fucking Ipswich. I think he wanted to play down his real heritage and just wanted to be seen as a global citizen. I fucking loved it.
Yeah.
But it was, I think Japanese is one of the languages. Like, if you can speak it, it's fucking wild.
Especially if you're in Japan.
Yeah. But anyway, Alistair, unbelievable.
Yeah, did a great job.
Fucking took me by surprise.
What about Mr. Ogawa-san? How he's a good, great skier.
Yeah.
He's a great
footballer.
He's good. He can. He's recorded kicking the footy up 175 times.
Right, yeah.
Mate, that's unbelievable. Hmm. And he's a ukulele player. He's pretty handy with a ukulele.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And knows a lot about print heads.
Yeah, print heads. That was his biggest innovation.
Yeah, my first question was, you know, what are you excited about? And I was thinking, come back to the Mavaria glasses and tell me what the future is. And so my first question was fucking, what's the biggest innovation? He goes, well, we can print fucking OLEDs.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. And don't get me wrong, amazing.
Yeah.
But fucking wasn't what I was thinking.
And also medical applications too with print heads. So,
print cells.
I published the Q&A, the whole thing.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. I went through and got the English translations and put them in his words.
Yep.
Yeah. It's on Tech Guide if you want to read that. You did it too, didn't
you? I just did a little story.
You just covered your questions, did you?
Yeah, well, not fucking covering yours.
I covered everyone's questions.
Yeah, well,
except
fuck that.
No, there was one from couple from a couple other journos. I thought, boring. Cut them out. Yeah. I won't say who.
But his initials are CB. And another one from another journo. But yeah, it was yeah.
Oh, mate, I'll tell you the question. You're talking to the fucking global president of Epson,
yeah,
about repairing a fucking printer.
Yeah,
like you're bringing up that the printer failed and he spent a lot of money to get it repaired.
Yeah, it was his dad's printer.
Yeah. Is that, do you reckon the global president of
now, Epson in his defense, repairability is a big legislative question right now?
Yeah, he mentioned that, especially the EU, he mentioned that. But it's like saying, I want to repair my TV. It's a sophisticated bit of machinery, mate. You're not going to just pop the back of that thing open and fix it.
I don't know, ring Phil Newton, you can upgrade it 1 year on year.
But like, I don't know, I thought that was funny. Anyway, it was a valid question, good luck to you. Didn't make the cut on Tech Guide. And there was
there's other reasons.
There was another one about honesty in the business, honesty and
that was Giro, yeah.
Yeah, and I thought, I was getting a bit long, the story. I had to make a call, and that got the bullet too. I cut that out as well.
Well, I've made a call.
All yours made it, or my one.
I've made a call. This show's over.
Yeah.
Done. See you, Stephen.
Goodbye. Ciao.